Deborah Voigt, what a golden season you're going to have. 2010 and 2011, look at all the things you're doing. You're doing musical theater and opera. You must be so excited.
Well, actually, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed now that you put it to me like that. But yes, I'm very excited. It is a monumental year for me, and I'm just pinching myself trying to believe it's really happening.
You're going to be on in Times Square and on the Plaza at Lincoln Center to celebrate the beginning of the Metropolitan Opera season.
I am. I'm your red carpet Das Rheingold hostess, and I'm really very excited about it. I have actually never been able to attend an opening night at the Met, so I'm really, really excited about it.
And have you seen the set? You're going to be on it or hanging from it or swinging around
through it? I think probably a little bit of all.
This incredible Robert Lepage, they're calling it the machine backstage. What do you call this set for the ring cycle?
I'm calling it pretty magical, having just seen the dress rehearsal for Rheingold. I'm really excited. I'm a little bit nervous about the difficulty of actually standing on it. But what really struck me is it is acoustically so wonderful for the singers. The voices are just bouncing right off of the set. And as a Wagnerian who has to trumpet over large orchestras, one is always concerned about the environment in which you're being asked to sing. So I think the Lepage team has done a really, really phenomenal job of making it possible for us to pull out the lyricism that is really running throughout the entire ring cycle.
Perhaps Brunhilde is the most iconic costume in all of opera. Have you seen the costume you'll be wearing for this production?
I have not only seen the costume, but I've been photographed in it, and it is probably one of the most incredible costumes I've ever worn. It is very warrior-like, which Brunhilde has to be. It's very youthful, which she is as well. And it's also kind of sexy, I have to say, which I plan to find that part of Brunhilde as well.
And why not? It's there.
Exactly, exactly.
I want to talk about Minnie and La Fanciulla del West. You're going to be in an incredibly significant production, 100 years to the day from the opera's very first performance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York under Toscanini. You will be singing the role of Minnie here at the
Met. Scaring me again.
Oh, no. It's a wonderful thing.
It is an amazing thing. And I have just sung the role for the first time, actually, with San Francisco Opera. And I'm happy that I was able to work out all the kinks and now have the chance to sing it in this centenary performance. And Minnie is just such a phenomenal role, and I'm having so much fun playing her. She's so rich and complex, and she actually lives to the end of the opera, which is not very much like all of the characters that I play. And she gets her man, also not usual.
And she's not so different, is she, from Annie Oakley, who you'll be playing next summer at Glimmerglass?
Well, they're both gun-toting ladies. They both have their eye on their man. Beyond that, I'm not really sure. I'll have to let you know what the similarities are as Annie Oakley draws a bit nearer. But I'm so excited about the opportunity to sing a musical again. Cesca Zambello asked me what I would like to do, and I said, well, I'm dying to do a musical. And she said, if you come to Glimmerglass, I'll be happy to do a musical for you. So we put our heads together, and it sort of made sense, given my advanced years and the implausibility of my playing Marie in The Sound of Music. Annie seemed sort of logical, given the year of Minnie's.
I think one of the most appealing things about the Glimmerglass production, too, is, if I understand correctly, it's going to be unamplified. So we're going to hear it as musical theater was originally conceived.
What a concept, to sing without amplification. Yeah, that's absolutely part of Cesca's mission with respect to musicals done at Glimmerglass. And, you know, it really is what that's supposed to be all about. And it's going to be a really wonderful experience to be able to sing these pieces without benefit of microphone.
And then, on the other hand, you're doing cabaret this year, an entirely different kind of thing, especially for a dramatic soprano who is, in fact, as you said earlier, required to sing over enormously large orchestras playing very loudly. Mm-hmm. And then you are turning your talents to perhaps the most intimate kind of live performance there is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it is a challenge. I have to spend a lot of time finding the right repertoire. And that means the right key and modulating the keys so that I don't sound like Brunhilde trying to sing, oh, Sondheim's Losing My Mind, for example. I love the things that, oh, Kristen Chenoweth sings, for example, but I have a completely different voice. And so I have to find pieces that work for me in that sort of intimate environment.
One of the concerts that you're doing this fall, and pretty soon, too, is a gala evening at Lincoln Center, part of the Great Performers series, with Daniel Harding and the Dresden Staatskapelle Orchestra. just about the world's oldest orchestra, not too far away from their 500th anniversary.
Wow.
It's an all Beethoven program, and you are doing an unusual little corner of Beethoven's repertory on that program. Can you tell us about that scene and aria?
I am doing a piece called A Perfido, which is basically a little vignette about a woman scorned. Imagine that. I would have no experience with that operatically or in life. But anyway, it's a wonderful concert piece. It's very challenging to sing, and I'm really looking forward. I haven't sung with the Dresden Staatskapelle for quite a while now. I did a lot of my early career recordings with them and with Giuseppe Sinopoli. They play so musically, and they really breathe with a singer, and that's something that is wonderful to experience when you're on stage.
So it's all of these things that we've talked about and a few out-of-town things, out-of-New-York things, Washington Opera and Salome and other performances in Chicago you have coming up. It's a golden year for a golden soprano. Congratulations, and we are so excited for you in all that you're doing, and we'll see you on the red carpet for the opening of the Met.
Thank you very much.